Once they reached the barn, the guard nodded toward the tools propped in a corner of the tack room.
Connor, fetch them pitchforks and a broom.
Clint did as he was told.
Now, give one of them pitchforks to Washburn and you take the other one. Give Mr. Ballinger there that broom. I expect you'd rather have one of them pitchforks in your hand, wouldn't you, Ballinger?
I'm mad at that.
What are you doing on this detail, anyway? You ain't supposed to be on any work details at all this close to getting your neck stretched.
Oh, I ain't one to lay around doing nothing when I could be helping you boys out.
Ballinger glanced over at Washburn and winked, causing the simple man to break out in a foolish grin.
You must have paid somebody off to get sent to the stables today. Nobody should have sent you to work here where there ain't nothing between you and the open prairie but this here shotgun. Let me tell you, this here shotgun's enough.
Oh, come on, Williams. What's wrong with a man getting a little bit of fresh air and sunshine before they hang him? You wouldn't fault a man for wanting one last day outside before they put him in the ground, would you?
That's Mr. Williams to you, Ballinger. Besides, it ain't up to me. I didn't set the policy. I just know there's gonna be hell to pay for somebody when the warden finds out.
He motioned to all three of them to follow him into the barn.
Now you get to work with that broom and just keep in mind that this here shotgun has got a hair trigger. And I wouldn't mind saving the hangman a little trouble if you took a notion to run.
Why, Mr. Williams, I wouldn't have no idea cheating the territory out of hanging me. Hell, I'm looking forward to it. See what kind of saloons they got in hell.
I'm sure there's a place down there for murdering skunks like you. Now get in there and clean out that stall.
Williams waited to see that Ballinger did as instructed before turning his attention toward the other two prisoners. He gave Clint only a brief glance upon seeing that the young man was already at work. Washburn, however, had to be told to put his pitchfork to work. The morning progressed without cause for concern, while Williams made sure he remained alert to any funny business. He was sure, however, that it was risky letting a desperate outlaw like Clell Ballinger work this close to the open wide prairie behind the barn. He planned to return the notorious killer to his cell when he marched the three-man detail back for the noon meal. He glanced at his pocket watch.
11:15.
When he looked back up, he saw Ballinger leaning on his broom handle and staring at him as if amused about something.
Ballinger, wipe that smirk off your...
Hearing a pistol's hammer cocking, Williams abruptly turned to meet the muzzle of a Colt 45 only inches from his face.
Morning, Yancey.
Clell.
Yancey's dark eyes focused intently upon the guard's frozen stare as he slowly reached for Williams' shotgun. With no choice but to yield or die, Williams made no move to resist, releasing the weapon. Stunned by the suddenness with which the sinister outlaw had appeared, the guard could hardly believe their brazenness in carrying out this confrontation in broad daylight, no more than 50 yards from the main prison.
You must be crazy.
Washburn grabbed the guard's keys to unlock the shackles.
There could be guards coming in here any minute.
It'd be a sorry day for them if they did.
Another man walked into the barn.
Howdy, Skinner.
What about them?
The new face nodded at Clint and Washburn.
This here's Bob Washburn. He's in on it. Bob, throw a saddle on one of them horses in the corral. Clint, I don't know about him. He just happened to catch stable duty today. I reckon it's just your tough luck, young feller. Unless you're wanting to join up with us. I ain't planning on leaving no witnesses.
Wait a damn minute. He ain't in on this deal. I'm the one that stuck my neck out for you. That son of a bitch ain't never given either one of us a time of day.
Ballinger looked Clint directly in the eye.
Bob's right. You never did have much use for me or him. What do you say about that?
It was a lot to think about in a few seconds' time as Clint looked from one gun to the other, both pointing at him now. Ballinger's statement promised a death sentence for the guard, Williams, and for him as well if he didn't throw in with the escape.
Well?
Yancey turned to face Clint.
We ain't got all day.
I still ain't got a hell of a lot of use for either one of you, but you're holding all the cards and I want out of this place too. Also, we ain't but about 50 yards from the main building. If you go shooting off those pistols, you'll have half a dozen guards up here in no time.
He's right. Better use a knife.
Yeah, best done with a knife.
Clint turned to Yancey then.
Give me your knife. I'll take care of the guard and the rest of you can get a head start. Leave me a horse and I'll catch up.
Ballinger didn't respond at once. He just stood there staring at Clint, trying to determine whether he was attempting to fool him.
Give him your knife.
He turned back to Clint.
Now you can cut the bastard's throat, but we ain't going nowhere till we see the job's done.
Clint took the long skinning knife from Yancey and looked at the quivering guard. William, seeing no hope for his safety, took that moment to bolt for the barn door.
I got him!
Clint caught him before he could reach the door and tackled him to the ground. Yancey started to go after the two, but Ballinger, still finding the situation amusing, caught his arm.
Let's see if he can do it.
Wrestling with the desperate man, Clint, with desperation of his own, managed to pin the guard to the ground. He put his lips close to the guard's ear.
If you want to live, you better damn sure play dead. I'm going to have to hurt you.
Sitting on the guard's back, he suddenly jerked William's head up. He made what he hoped was a convincing show of pulling the knife across the victim's throat. The slash, though not deep, was sufficient to immediately bring blood. William ceased to struggle and lay still. Clint wiped the knife blade across the guard's shirt and got to his feet.
He's dead. Let's get the hell out of here while we've got the chance.
Ballinger hesitated for just a moment, giving the guard's body a long look.
All right, let's get going. You'll be needing a horse, and you best be quick about it.
5 minutes later, the five fugitives were mounted up and left the prison in a fast lope.